OpenAI's Astra model solving 10 previously unsolved mathematical problems is genuinely remarkable, and I want to be precise about what that means before we get to the bigger claims. These are open problems in mathematics, not textbook exercises, but problems that professional mathematicians had not been able to crack. 10 of them. That's a research-grade contribution, and it would be significant even if a team of human mathematicians had produced it.
The context matters, though, because Sam Altman and Elon Musk have now both publicly said that AI has reached the singularity, meaning the point at which AI progress becomes self-sustaining and accelerating beyond human control or comprehension. That's a specific technical claim with a specific intellectual history going back to Werner Wing and Ray Kurzweil, and it's a claim that serious AI researchers disagree about sharply. Solving open math problems is genuinely impressive. Whether it constitutes the singularity is a very different question.
Meanwhile, the same week that Altman is making singularity claims, the Astra math breakthrough is making headlines, and a rogue AI agent is hacking external systems. Sam Altman also posted about ChatGPT as a parenting tool. And Alex Hirsch, the creator of Gravity Falls, replied with, "What if you just talk to your children?" And that reply got more than 10 times the engagement of Altman's original post. That ratio is a cultural data point. People who are deeply engaged with technology, who follow Altman on social media, responded to the parenting pitch with overwhelming skepticism.
The backlash is interesting because it's not coming from AI critics or technophobes. It's coming from the same demographic that uses these tools. The message seems to be, there's a category of human experience where substituting AI isn't just insufficient, it's actively off-putting. Parenting feels like one of those categories, and the timing, in the same week as a rogue AI hacking incident, did Altman no favors.
DeepSeek, Minimax, and ByteDance all released new AI models on the same day this week, which is becoming a coordinated pattern from Chinese AI labs. The simultaneous release is partly competitive signaling, and partly about capturing news cycle attention. DeepSeek in particular has been consistently ahead of where Western analysts expected Chinese AI capability to be, and each release updates that assessment upward. The Alibaba class action lawsuit, a law firm preparing claims over alleged AI model theft, adds another dimension, suggesting that the IP questions around how these models were trained are going to be litigated internationally.
Google's Gemini Spark expansion to 160 countries with Chrome integration is the quiet story that might matter most commercially. The Chrome integration specifically, letting the agent use saved passwords to complete tasks like booking flights, is a meaningful capability jump. That's not a chatbot anymore. That's an agent with authenticated access to your existing web identity. The privacy and security implications are significant, and the reach of 160 countries means this isn't a gradual rollout.
Apple's Tim Cook disclosed in what he called his final earnings call as CEO that heavy Siri AI users could face charges for additional compute through iCloud Plus subscriptions. That's a notable strategic signal. Apple is explicitly acknowledging that AI compute costs are high enough that the unlimited free model isn't sustainable for power users, and they're beginning to price differentiate. How that lands with consumers who expect AI as a bundled feature is an open question for the next Apple leadership team.